Hello again. It's episode 5 already. Thank you for hanging on in there. Although, I have to warn you, it doesn't get any easier. The story so far. Eamon Porktravel is on a quest. Somehow, he knows it involves a cheese sandwich and a nuclear conflagration. Gloria Swanson, the town mayor, shudders as she watches him at work picking up litter on the beach while singing loudly and making unhygienic noises. But she is delighted to see a couple of young medical students heading for the cliffs for a day's climbing. These, she thinks, are more like the people she wants to see here. They are the hope for the future. Meanwhile, Porktravel heads for the town centre. Life and Death and Everything in Between by Peter John Cooper, with music by Julian Harrow, and starring Julian Harrow as Eamon Porktravel. Episode 5, Kitty.
Happy the meadow grass that smells so sweet.
Porktravel likes to sing.
Of anticipation.
His songs are the only things that make any sense to him.
And all those pretty meadow flowers, the gave us all those perfect hours, when every day gets charming, fascination.
He acknowledges the gestures of the drivers of the early morning traffic.
Whoops! Better out them in.
And the lanes of high speed are the sort of fountain mark. While some of us couldn't watch the stars with no further expectation.
As he crosses the road, a marmalade cat, garish orange coat glinting in the sun, bars his way. She opens wide her pink mouth to show her pearl sharp teeth and meows.
Truth is what we want it to be.
Good puss. The limpy lines of a lunacy have not divined that they are free. Cowed by the withering whips of this irrationality, wielded by the clowns of desensitization.
Porktravel stoops down and scratches her head.
Good pussy. Good puss. Look after yourself.
Truth is no longer guided by reality. Rationality has no place in this new age. Truth is relative.
The ragged army of our dreams is nothing like it ever seems. Passing by despite the dreams of disappointed men and women. Now I find it hard to cope. I've been so much on rosy hope. I'm slowly gliding down the slope towards that
asylum, screaming.
Truth is what we want it to be. Truth is no longer guided by reality. Rationality has no place in this new age. Truth is relative.
Paul Traddle extends his finger towards the cat and clicks his teeth.
Good pussy. Good pussy. But everything decays these days. I'm falling earthwards in a day. We denies us through a hide. Crawling with the worms of
infection. The voice of the kitty swirls round inside his head. He should be able to understand what she is trying to say. And then, in a brief moment of clarity, he thinks,
get out of my head! I'm not listening!
He turns away to see the sun smearing up orange and then lemon through plum-coloured streaks of cloud.
Leave me be!
She circles him, leaning hard against his legs in ecstasy, and then walks on, tail held aloft, looking for another victim.
Why wouldn't you want to listen to this day? This could be your last, you know. And the lanes of high-speed cars on a saucer bound for Mars.
Truth pulls tighter and stretches until it is paper thin. Truth is what we want it to be. Truth no longer is guided by reality. Rationality has no place in this new age. Truth is relative. Pork Traddle pulls his tinfoil hat closer and screams silently. He has already forgotten something. I have to tell you that no cats were harmed in the making of this episode, as far as we know. But as you are listening to something called life and death and everything in between, you might guess that there will be more than just tips on flower arranging. And honestly, it does get worse as we go along. But then, that is life, isn't it? Oh, one more thing. As I'm sure you've realised, I've pieced this story together using the voices of actors and various sound effects. You might be surprised to learn, however, that there are one or two authentic recordings of Eamon Porktraddle that he made himself on an old battery-powered cassette recorder before he disappeared. This is him singing and playing his old ukulele that he made out of an old oil tin.
It seems like only yesterday We wandered in a field of fantasy, crushed beneath our happy feet. The meadow grass that smelled so sweet. And all those pretty meadow flowers that gave us all those perfect hours, when every day was filled with charm and fascination. But everything decays these days, falling earthwards in a daze. We see our lives as through a haze, crawling with the worms of putrefaction. Over there, the tattered tents, the circus of half-baked laments, containing the deranged laments of doubt and hesitation. The limping lights of lunacy have not divined that they are free, cowed by the withering whips of literality, wielded by the clowns of desensitization. Under lanes of high speed cars, on a saucer bound for Mars, while some of us stood and watched the stars with no further expectation. Nothing like it ever seems, passing by despite the screams of disappointed men and women. Now I find it hard to cope, I pinned so much on a rosy hope. I'm slowly sliding down the slope towards that silent screaming. Da-da-da.